Chapter 10, Music and Live Entertainment. A major advantage of being a wheelchair user is availability of tickets for concerts and live entertainment. A lot of the time, I have a separate booking number for customers with special needs and requirements, especially at Sheffield Hallam Arena. When the tickets go on sale, there is no messing around waiting to get through to the box office. I can easily get through first or second time. I quite often get lucky phoning up 2 or 3 weeks after tickets have gone on sale, and there are still some left in wheelchair bays. The arena itself is fantastic for wheelchair users. I'm guaranteed a good view no matter where I sit. I share a bay with other wheelchair users and have an excellent view, and always feel safe with no one dancing and bashing into the chair like people do in pubs. I quite often find that my carer will get a concession and will get in free to certain events, so we split the prize between us. I got extremely lucky last year and filled in the ballot for Wimbledon and managed to get front row tickets for the women's semi-final on court one, which was an amazing view. Unfortunately, it rained, so we saw our match on court one. And then due to my situation and circumstances, we managed to blag ourselves into centre court. We were in the rafters, but it was nice having a bonus of seeing a semi-final match on centre court. The only time I remember having a bad view was at the Arctic Monkeys at Manchester Cricket Ground, and the bay for wheelchairs was completely the other end of the ground to the stage, and the view was terrible. I'm usually very lucky and get to sit at the front for most events. Live music is a great distraction. The only frustrating thing for me is not being able to clap and applaud a good performance, which is quite a strange feeling. I try to go to 2 or 3 different events a year. I recently saw the Chinese State Circus and was in awe of the skill and beauty and precision of the acrobats whilst juggling or dancing. I saw the Circus of Horrors show recently, which was quite disturbing and entertaining. It consisted of freaks eating glass, juggling fire and knives, swallowing swords, and a dwarf lifting a bowling ball with his penis. Some things in life you don't need to see. Last year, I went to see Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds, which was that good. I'm going again this year. It had a 50-piece band, 100-foot CGI screen, a 15-foot floating head, and a very large fire-breathing Martian. This was very entertaining. Most cinemas have a policy of letting the carer get in free, so we split the cost, so going to the cinema isn't as expensive for both of us. We also have the luxury of going midday when it is quiet.